Please be seated. A couple gather to celebrate an anniversary, a landmark anniversary. And there are funny stories that are shared, remembrances that are given. There's a lot of joy. They know they've lived a life that mattered. An individual at work marks a milestone. It could be this number of years at the place, or it could be retirement. And those that are working there share about the impact the person made, the work ethic, the way the individual conducted himself or herself, a life that mattered. On a more somber note, life of an individual was honored when she had passed and celebrated as she battled cancer, a lady named Betty Feaser. In Charlotte on Channel 3 WBTV, she was the happy homemaker, the one with the helpful hints and the recipes. And I can remember being there as a youngster pre-kindergarten, because we did not have, before kindergarten, you were home. And Betty Feaser is given a recipe, and my mother's writing it down. Do not interrupt my mother when Betty Feaser is speaking. WBTV has a sister channel in Richmond, WWBT, and the program was up there. So, many years later, I'm in Virginia. Farmville is in the Richmond viewing area. And made reference to something about Betty Feaser. One of the ladies in the church said, oh, yes. My mother watched Betty Feaser and swore by her, said, Betty Feaser says it, I believe it, and that settles it. Delightful individual, and when she got cancer, she did fight it. And actually, it was a regular article in the Charlotte Observer, Betty Feaser's diary. She did pass, but as they marked her life, they said it was a life that mattered. And with All Saints Day, it's a time to reflect on those who have passed and lives that have mattered. We all want to make an impact, maybe in the circle in which we find ourselves, or in a larger circle, or in numerous circles. We want to live lives of impact. And one way we do that is by bearing fruit. Fruit represents the qualities, the abilities, the actions that we wish to show to others. The purpose is that what we do glorifies God. What we bear, the fruit we bear, glorifies God and serves as evidence of a vibrant, growing relationship with Jesus Christ. John Calvin emphasized perseverance or stick-to-itiveness in the process. He said to abide, it is the perseverance and the grace that we receive from God that secures our salvation, that shows that of our salvation. He emphasized the stick-to-itiveness in what we did. And that also highlights the ongoing relationship, the active participation. It's not one and done, but a sustained, everyday commitment in Christ. It's not one and done. What you like, the one workout, and then you've got abs of steel and legs of steel and arms of steel, but it's an ongoing process. Wouldn't it be great that just one deep clean of the room and it's done? But no, it's an ongoing process. One oil change, one tire rotation, and I'm set. Yeah, you won't be set, but yeah, you know, again, it would be, not, but it's an ongoing process of maintenance. It's the same way here. Staying connected to Jesus, we continually draw our strength, guidance, and purpose from Him through prayer, worship, and obedience. The Bible teacher, Beth Moore, said that the essence of abiding is to seek Christ in every simple aspect of life, even the places that are barren. Abiding means trusting and depending on Him, even in the challenging seasons. Abiding is a total commitment to seek Jesus in everything. And simply through prayer, us talking to God, Scripture, God talking to us, and allowing God's Word to shape our actions and character, and even to spend time listening. Last week, I concluded a three-week pre-Advent study, a preparation for Advent study, and two individuals shared about the importance and the impact of spending time just to listen. You put out what you need to put out. You read what you read. But then to just spend time reflecting and being open to listening. Just as a branch cannot produce fruit by itself, we cannot be spiritually fruitful without being regularly connected to Jesus. The desired outcome, personal transformation, bearing fruit that transforms our character and aligns our lives more closely to the example of Jesus. It's been said that the measure of who we are is what we do and what we have. It impacts others and it glorifies God. Now, there are challenges. There are the distractions, the busyness of everyday life. At times we want to rely on ourselves to produce the fruit. We know it comes from the Lord. And also keep in mind that sometimes part of that process is pruning, cutting out the things that are not helpful, that are the distractions, and the difference that that makes. Now, yesterday, there was a good group here to do the kind of fall cleaning, and we picked that part of the church grounds to focus. And if you parked in the north parking lot, I want you to look at the south parking lot along the street and all that was pruned and broke away. Look towards the manse. What a good view you get of that. Pruning, it helped. It could hurt in the moment. Actually, we had a few folks were stung by hornets, and that might be why Kirk and Susan were not here this morning. Be praying for them. And that's why there's one branch on tree thing is just down on the ground. Don't touch it, okay? maybe they'll go away and we'll get it later, but do not touch it today, okay? But the pruning needed to be done. This passage encourages us to abide in the simple disciplines of prayer, study, worship together. And one way you can be praying is through the 40-day challenge. I referenced that last week. I gave out the copies we ran out, so, which is okay. We have made some more. There's a reason they're right next to the baptismal font. In connection to our identity in Christ. 40-day challenge. A scripture, a paragraph, a piece for you to reflect. It comes from Joan Gray, Presbyterian pastor, moderator of the 217th General Assembly, in her book, The Sailboat Church. There's a group in the session of deacons, trustees, that are reading the book and are praying through this. And there are more than 40 days between now and New Year's. So you can make that your discipline, but before the year is out, I'm going to go through this. You miss a day, you're okay. You've got some cushion. But to be praying through that, if we run out, we'll make more copies. We'll have them available. But encourage you to be doing that, a way to be praying for yourself, and also to be in prayer for this church in this season. Abiding is a challenge to live. Trusting in Christ to work in and through you through the power of the Holy Spirit. This time we can pray for renewed commitment to Christ and for hearts that are open to His pruning and lives that reflect His love and His grace. That we might bear much fruit and share that with others to His glory. Amen.